From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined a clean break from the European Union, fulfilling a long-standing promise to British voters who passed a referendum on the matter last June, but she insisted Britain's not leaving Europe.
We are leaving the European Union, but we are not leaving Europe. And that is why we seek a new and equal partnership between an independent, self-governing global Britain and our friends and allies in the EU.
In a 12-point plan dubbed Hard Brexit, the Prime Minister said Britain will leave the European single market and seek a new arrangement with the rest of the 27 EU members so it can forge its own trade deals. Laurie McFarlane is an economist with the New Economic Foundation.
I think there remains a lot of uncertainties around the detail, obviously, with the free trade agreements and also the future arrangements to do with customs.
Ms. May said both houses of Parliament will vote on the matter Friday. Former Brexit talks, expected to take up to 2 years, are expected to begin in late March. Nigeria's Air Force attacked a refugee camp Tuesday in the country's northeast, insisting it was targeting Boko Haram insurgents, leaving more than 50 dead and dozens wounded. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, said the attack occurred in Ron and Borno State. Spokesman Hughes Robert said the charity hopes to evacuate the most seriously wounded in need of better treatment.
It's very complex because the place is very insecure. So it will be probably a mix of air evacuation and also road evacuation. So we hope that during the night not many people will die because we don't have there the capability to properly stabilize people.
A Nigerian government spokesman called the air attack a regrettable operational mistake. This is VOA News. The UN has warned that a serious drought has left parts of Somalia at risk of famine. It said more than 300,000 children are severely malnourished. South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Kenya are also suffering from 2 years of failed rainy seasons. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh declared a 90-day state of emergency Tuesday, just 2 days before he was to step down to make way for President-elect Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh has refused to accept the results of the December 1st election, prompting this comment from U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
Failure to do so will put his legacy, and more importantly, the Gambia, in peril. And we have been clear about this. We obviously want to see the Gambia succeed, and we want to see the president-elect properly installed and to have in place a government which is responsible for and responsive to the needs of the Gambia people.
Mr. Jammeh, under growing international pressure to step down, denounced what he called an unprecedented and extraordinary foreign meddling effort in his country's affairs. Iraqi special forces continue gaining territory against Islamic State in eastern Mosul, reportedly capturing the site of the Mosque of the Prophet Yunus. Units are said to have clashed with insurgents inside a military base in the city's north. Mexico's Caribbean coast was rocked again Tuesday with a shooting after gunmen attacked the prosecutor's office in the resort of Cancun, killing at least 4 people.
Lamentamos profundamente y condenamos.
Cancun Mayor Romero Estrada regretted the shooting, saying it's damaging to society and he's seeking local and federal help to restore order. He urged calm. The shooting comes a day after 5 people were killed, including 3 foreigners at a nearby music festival. Too early to say if the 2 incidents are related. Prison violence continues in Brazil. Police had to use rubber bullets and tear gas Tuesday to break up another clash among rival drug gangs at the Alcaçuz prison, where 26 inmates were killed over the weekend in the country's northeast.
Em uma iniciativa inovadora,
government spokesman Alexander Parola said the armed forces are being placed at the disposal of state authorities to secure what are often described as overcrowded prisons. Since January 1st, more than 120 inmates have died in violence at several prisons. China's President Xi Jinping delivered a broad defense of globalization and free trade Tuesday. Mr. Xi, addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, said the world must remain committed to promoting free trade and investment through opening up and says no to protectionism. Hong Kong's outgoing chief executive, Leung Chun-ying, warned in a farewell policy speech Wednesday against independence from mainland China, insisting the territory is an inalienable part of the mainland. He said there is no room for independence or any form of separation. Hong Kong has been governed by a one-country, two-systems arrangement since reverting to Chinese rule in 1997. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.